can I just deal with another topic of conversation involving Corkonians? I want to chat with David O'Leary about this. David, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
This is I'm well, thank you. This is a story that's unfolding and perhaps people can help. You have friends who were part of a group of cyclists from Ballincollig called the Ballincollig Crusaders, and they travelled for a cycling trip to Alicante this week. Would you mind picking up the story for me, David, as to what happened?
Yeah, that's right, Neil. So Donnie Goulding, I suppose he'd be a very good friend of mine. I served in the Navy with him for 20 years plus, I suppose. And himself and a group of friends, they regularly go to Alicante to cycle with, I suppose, an East Corkman that has a cycling holidays, I suppose, set up over there, centre over there, or Julia cycling. And they travelled over on Wednesday morning. They got fitted up for their bikes, as would be the norm, and they'd go out for a short cycle.
How many? I don't mean to interject, but how many of them?
I think there was nine of them.
Nine, okay. So they got fitted out then, the nine of them, got their bikes, right?
They got fitted out and they just went out for a cycle, I suppose, just to confirm that the bikes were set up, because these wouldn't be your average cyclists. I suppose they're out for 100, 150 kilometres plus each day.
Yeah.
So they just wanted to make sure everything was right.
Yeah.
And at approximately 3:30 Spanish time, they were struck by a car. The car seems to have struck the group, and there was four injured. One was treated at the side of the road. Two suffered, I want to say, minor injuries. They had broken ribs, concussion, dislocated shoulders, and Donnie suffered the worst impact, I suppose, and has severe head injuries. So they were transported to different hospitals. Donnie is in Vinalopó University Hospital at the moment, and he's been put in an induced coma at present, just in the hope that the reduction in swelling over the next few days, we'll see progress, and we'll see Donnie starting to make a recovery. So I had a phone call from one of the group a few hours afterwards. They wouldn't have known Donnie's family that well, as is the norm with a lot of these groups to go travelling. They know each other, but not necessarily the family. So I had one of the group members reach out to me, who I knew very well, and he knew I knew Donnie. So between the jigs and the reels, I suppose word got back to Donnie's wife, Sinead. And
oh my God, I can't even imagine how she must have reacted to that news. Oh,
absolutely. Look, he had only arrived. Like they were only in the country a couple of hours at that stage. So look, it must have been horrific for Sinead. So they managed to get a flight for Sinead the following morning. There was only one seat left on the flight from Cork to Alicante, so yeah. Sinead was booked into that, and Donnie's daughter Nicola and brother-in-law Anthony proceeded to Kerry and flew over to Kerry at midday yesterday. So they've been by his bedside since. I suppose the doctors have briefed him. I suppose the next few days are going to be very critical. Look, there's no beating around the bush. He's not in a good state at the moment, but we're hopeful. And talking to Nicola last night, look, you know, there's positive signs there already.
Good,
so
good.
Donnie's a fit man. He's 59, but puts us all to shame. So yeah, look, I think
the three lads, 56, 59, and 62. So as you say, fit lads, and hopefully that will stand to Donald with regards to his recovery. He's in an induced coma, swelling on the brain, but are they optimistic? Are they saying?
Yeah, look, the doctors are very pragmatic about this, and they have spoken to the family, and they've said, look, the next few days is really critical, but look, you know, Nicola's very positive, so Sinead, and look, you know, they've been in with him, and they're feeling hopeful. But this is a long journey, Neil. This isn't something that's going to, you know, see closure in the next few weeks. This could be months of recovery and months of recovery in Spain, I suppose, prior to he'd been in the position to come
so
back.
So if that is the case, and it possibly is likely that it will be a period of time, nobody knows how long, how will all of the family members cope? They have to find somewhere to live and to feed themselves and look after themselves.
Absolutely, Neil. And look, this is the struggle. And look, this was what spurred me on, I suppose, in the middle of the night to try and get a GoFundMe up there and get the word out there as quick as possible. Because there's no family that can straight away bankroll even flights out, you know, when it's unplanned and accommodation and stuff like that. So the lads that are currently out there as part of the group, in fairness, they did a lot of research yesterday and found accommodation very close to the hospital that was going to work for the family. So,
and when did you put the GoFundMe up?
It went up on, I suppose, 1 a.m. Wednesday night, and I tagged whoever I could at that stage. I suppose,
so from 1 a.m. Wednesday night, which is the day before yesterday, less than the day before yesterday, you raised nearly 55 grand.
Yeah, and look, that's the sign of the person Donny is, Neil, being honest.
Like, I haven't seen anything like that so rapidly.
Yeah, look, I've had people reach out to me. Like, I've retired from the naval service since, but I still keep in contact with everybody. And I've had people of all ranks, from young fellas that have worked for Donny to, you know.
Donny, lads, is a senior chief petty officer with the Irish Naval Service, dedicated his life to the service. Must have built up an awful lot of friends and people on us. Maybe it's just members of the public who are feeling the plight of Donny and the family to raise 55 grand so quickly. It's amazing.
Yeah, and look, I've looked through the donors there, and it's a vast mixture. It's you know, it's friends, and you know, Donny's a character. He's been involved in basketball in the north side of the city. He's been running all his life. I suppose cycling has taken over the last number of years, but every club that Donny has ever been involved in, he's got on with everybody, and you know, that's you know, very visible by what we're seeing on the GoFundMe at this stage, you know.
Listen, the family are dealing, as you said yourself, with the devastating news and hoping for the best, but they need to be by his side, so they've gone there. So that comes at a lot of price. There's a cost involved. But some of this money could help in the rehabilitation and the recuperation and, you know, Donny's fight back to fitness, right?
Absolutely. Look, and you know, it's really hard to put a cost on what this is going to be, you know, so... I have some people saying, "Oh, there's a massive amount of money raised." And look, while it is, at the same time, we really don't know how long the family are going to be there. They all work for a living. They're having to take time off work. Bills still have to be paid back home.
Okay.
And they're now paying for additional accommodation that they never envisaged, you know?
Okay, do you know, and this is, you know, I don't know whether you have in a position to respond to this, but is this part of a police investigation now with regards to the motorist that hit the cyclist? Do you know?
Yeah, so I suppose talking with Nicola and Sinead, look, there is an active police investigation.
Okay.
It was a Spanish national, 73 years of age, that was involved in the incident. And I suppose there is an investigation going on.
Okay.
I've spoke with some of the other cyclists, and look, it's just one of those things, but, you know, certainly I wouldn't be commenting on it at this stage.
Fair enough. Well, Donny spent his life helping others. Now it's our turn to help Donny, says you and all of his friends and family. How can people help?
Look, at the moment, I suppose what we're looking for, I suppose the GoFundMe is fabulous. I've had some friends reach out to me there that have friends in and around, I suppose, the Alicante area. If there's someone that has an apartment that's available before the summer season kicks off, that, you know, it can just reduce the burden, I suppose, and allow the family to stay there. Anything like that's going to help at this stage, Neil. It's just to try and take the pressure off the family. And I've been back and forth with Nicola and Sinead over the last 48 hours nearly at this stage. It feels like a lifetime already. But and look, this GoFundMe page, they are so grateful. Like, and you know, look, that's not what this is about at the moment. It's
absolutely
just about them being.
Well, listen, they have other things on their mind at the moment. If somebody has an apartment in the Alicante area that they're not using at present, it would be a wonderful gesture of generosity. Meanwhile, the GoFundMe is support Donal Goulding after cycling accident in Spain now, and that's where you'll find it on GoFundMe. And anything else that you need, do come back, David, and let us know. And we'd be happy to update people and share, because our thoughts are with all of the family. They're with you, with Sinead, with Nicola and Jake. Is that okay?
Yeah. Thanks so much, Neil. Thanks for letting me speak. Thank you.
Not at all. Take care. David O'Leary, that's very, very sad. Fingers crossed. Let's stay optimistic that he makes a full recovery. Text 0868 104 106 for all of the business. We've got calls, texts, emails after the break.